Mariala Kot, a former executive director of the now defunct Thee County, says two traders from Lakes Estate capital Rumbek were ambushed by armed youth.
Two traders were traveling from Tony Town to Tony East, fell into an ambush. Pahir Tik. The armed youth robbed them £1.8 million before they released them.
Akot says he and local elders rescued the traders and took them to the house of a Primount chief where they stay overnight. He says the same armed youth ambushed the traders again and killed one of them.
After we rescued these traders, we took them to the house of Paramount chief called Moncherin. The following morning, we were trying to take them back to Tony Town. Unfortunately, we were ambushed and one businessman was killed in our presence.
Last week, a known gunman shot and killed a national prison officer in the Myomabun suburb of Tony Town. A week ago, 16 people were killed and 40 others were injured during a two-day revenge attack in which members of one local community fought youth in two other local communities. Local authorities say the two sites later burned down the Romage Main Market and destroyed several schools and health facilities. Local medic Philip Marolbol, who runs a clinic in Romage Market, says nearly 40 local shops and clinics were burned down last month. He says local businesses have collapsed due to insecurity on the road.
In October this year, all our shops were burned at midnight. 34 of these shops were full with goods and 4 drug stores. We have no money to start small businesses again.
Akot and Ball say armed youth have frequently harassed traders transporting goods from Tony Town to Romage Market, along with people traveling from Wau to Tony East County. Gabriela Wanmokwosh, former Secretary General of the now defunct Tony State, says the state leaders are encouraging local communities in Tony to work together for fees.
Government is preparing to hold dialogue and peace conferences at the grassroots levels to engage these communities on peaceful coexistence.
Local leader says the absence of a state government structure, a weak justice system, an insufficient number of law enforcement personnel have all contributed to a rise in insecurity in the area. For BOA News, Daniel Marengwek in Juba.